We are in Hilchas Tfilas Simen Pei Tes. We've already done the first Siv. Today we'll do the second. Siv Beis. Kevan Shehigia Zman Tfila. When the Zman of Tfila arrives, Osir La'odom La'akdim L'fesa Chavero Liton Lo Shalom, you're not to walk over to somebody and say Shalom to him. Mishum D'shmol Shalakadosh Baruch Hu Shalom. Hashem's name is Shalom. It is wrong to place the name of Hashem on a human being before you have davened to Hashem in the morning. Now, what is this Zman Tfila? We have learned that the ideal Zman Tfila is only after Neitz. But you are Yotze from Alos HaShachar. The halacha that tells us that once the Zman Tfila has come, you shouldn't use the Shem Hashem Shalom, that is, for the sake of saying hello to somebody. When does that begin? The Mishnah Berurah paskins that that is from Alos HaShachar, from the B'dievid Zman of Tfila. So from Alos HaShachar, it is also to go over and say Shalom to somebody. Now, what exactly are we talking about here? You're walking over to a person to say Shalom. Where is he? So the standard case that we're talking about is you see someone in shul, you know, nearby that you haven't seen for a while, so you go over to him and you want to say Shalom Aleichem. So the halach is that you're not allowed to do this, even if this is your father or your Rebbe. Now let's go further. Aval muter lo malot safra demoritav. You're allowed to say good morning. You're allowed to say hi. If you're not using the Shem Hashem, if you're not using the Shem Shalom, we already saw that one does not say the word Shalom in a merchatz because it's one of the Shemas of Hashem. So you don't use the word Shalom when you are greeting somebody before davening. Now, says the Shulchan Aruch, Vafilu zeh ein muter ela kashahutzrich lo leches liros eze esek. When is it mutter to say good morning? When you were passing by anyway. Aval im eino holach elo lahakvil panav kodem tfila. If the sole reason you're going there, meaning before davening in the morning, you decide to go somewhere in order to greet a person, that's asur even if you're not going to use the word shalom. Afilu zeh aloshen, even safar demaritav, even good morning, that would be asur. V'chein, additionally, Asur lichro alo kishamaskim lepischo. It is also wrong. It is asur to bow. There are some people that bow when they say hello. You're not to bow to the person if you're getting up lepischo. V'yesh omrim dechria asura afilo below mashkim lepischo. There are some who say that that's even asur if you didn't go for that purpose, but you happen to be passing by. So what is this halacha then? To be mashkim lepischo mamish, that means to really go from wherever you are, to walk over to a person's house for the sake of saying hello to him in the morning before davening, is usur, even if you're not going to take a bow, even if you're not using the shame of shalom. Whereas, if you happen to be passing by and then you walk over to him, or you happen to be in shul and you walk over to him, you're not going over to his house as a mashkin lepischo. So there, the halacha is, it is mutter, but you cannot use the name shalom. There you could not use the name shalom. Now we go further. Vim hischil levarech habrachas ein lochosh kol kach. If you've already said the brachas, even though you didn't daven yet, but you've at least davened something to Hashem, the halacha is that you don't have to worry about it. Then it's going to be mutter. So this day would hold that we're talking about a non-mashkim lepischo, but you're bowing. So even though normally you're not allowed to, since you've already said brachas, you're allowed to take a bow. But mashkim lepischo, so there, even if you said brachas, it would be usher to either say shalom or bow. Okay? Vim eino mashkim lepischo, ela shapogo bo baderech. If you're not walking over to him, and it's not even agav, meaning it wasn't that I had to do something nearby him and then I walked over to him, but I actually passed him. I'm right in front of him. I didn't walk over for the sake of walking over to him. Muter liten shalom. You're even allowed to say the word shalom there. So it comes out that there are three basic levels, and that is, if I'm walking over to someone for the sake of saying good morning, I have no business going in that direction altogether. I'm going to shul, which is to the north. Instead, I first go over to my friend's house, which is to the south, in order to say good morning. That is asr. Next, I'm going to shul, let's say, and on the way, I pass by the person's house, so I stop off to say hello. I'm allowed to say good morning, that's mutter, but I can't say shalom. The third is, I'm on my way to shul, and I meet him. I'm even allowed to say shalom me'ikar hadim. However, the yesh omrim shafilu b'motzei chaver b'shuk lo yomro lo elat safer demaretav. This opinion holds that even though you happen to have chanced upon someone, you actually met someone in the street, you shouldn't say shalom, you should only say good morning. Why is that? Since the normally done thing is to say shalom, k'dei sheyiten leiv shu asur l'sakot b'dvarim acherim klal lat sheyispalo. Our fear is that if you greet him in the way you normally do, then you're going to end up having a long conversation and you may even miss man tefillah. So what you should do is greet him in a way that it's obvious that you can't just spend a lot of time talking to him. Therefore, what you do is you don't say shalom, you just say good morning, and that'll be mutter. So it comes out that in category number 3, which is that you just chanced upon someone, you met him, there mi'ikar adin, everything is mutter. Nevertheless, what you do is you should better off just say good morning and not say shalom in order that you not get stuck talking to him for a long time before davening. Now, in the case where you already said brachas, so there the mishtabura is makel that certainly if you just met the person, you can even say shalom. There's no problem. What happens if you davened already and someone else didn't? You are allowed to say shalom to him, and then he's allowed to answer you. Mishnah Berurah brings that proof from the fact that you're allowed to answer shalom to someone in the middle of Birkas Krishma. You haven't said Shmoneh Esrei yet. So the halacha is, if you've davened already, you're allowed to say shalom aleichem to someone, even though he is going to answer you and say aleichem shalom. Another case, if you happen to meet someone in the street, or in shul, but you actually met him, you're not walking over to him at all, and he's the kind of person that you're afraid of, you're actually allowed to use the word shalom if it'll make a difference to him. There, that's going to be mutter. So, once again, the rule is to get up and actually go to someone's house before davening. Even if you're not going to bow and you're not going to say shalom, the halachi is that it is usher to do that. And even if you've already said brachas, you shouldn't go do that. Whereas, if you're on your way to do something, like on your way to shul, and you're passing by someone's house, so you want to say hello, or you're in shul, so you want to just go over to someone in shul to say hello, you're allowed to say hello, you're allowed to say good morning, you should not bow, and you should not use the word shalom. However, if you've already said brachas, there the halacha would be that it would be mutter to bow or say shalom. In the third category, which is where you actually bump into someone, mi'ikar adin, you're even allowed to say shalom to him. It is better not to, in order that you not get bogged down, you not get involved in a conversation, and then be late for davening. Whereas, if he's someone that you're afraid of, you're allowed to say shalom to him.